Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Poppin, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We've got a big show lined up for you. A little bit more on Romeo Okwara. We'll get to that in just a bit. In celebration of Black History Month, we'll focus in on Giants Hall of Famer Emlyn Tennell and Zach Diassi taking a golf lesson. But with that said, let's turn things over to Madeline Burke and Brandon London.
Now, Madeline, we do a lot of stuff with the guys on the field, but every now and again, we get to go off the field and see what they like to do in their downtime.
Right, right. And you may know defensive end Romeo Okwara as a force in the trenches, but he's got an artsy side, too. Went out to Chelsea and checked out the high line with him. Check this out. Romeo, thanks for coming out to the high line today.
Thanks for inviting me out here.
I understand you like photography.
I do, I do.
Got your camera with you?
Always.
So ready to take some pictures?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
I've always been interested in film and photography. Me and my group of friends, we always had cameras around, filming everything we do, all the silly things we've been. I own probably 10 cameras, ranging from like Polaroid to like film cameras, Super 8 cameras, and then like DSLR. Leica's my favorite brand of camera, and that's what I usually use. I mean, I like this one because it's really discreet, small, it's not as chunky as the big old Canons or Nikons, especially for street photography.
So what's your favorite type of photo to take?
Well, I usually like taking pictures of people in the street. There's so many different diverse people in New York City, and I just like capturing people in the natural element. Just opening your eyes to the world and just being accustomed to the world around you and just noticing every single detail.
Hi, how are you? Can I get a coconut one? Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Enjoy.
Did you get it?
Yeah. And I've always been into the art world. Jean-Michel Basquiat is actually one of my favorite artists. I actually have a tattoo of one of his works on my body. But I don't know, I've always been into painting and drawing and just film in general. Especially in New York City, I mean, there's a lot of inspiration all around you. There's always graffiti on the walls, different museums. And my favorite photo probably is this one picture I took of a lady in Greenwich Village. It was during sunset. She was kind of just like looking into the light. I actually posted on Instagram, and my caption was hope, and she was just like looking very hopefully at the sunset. And I made it black and white because I love black and white, monochrome. Probably one of my favorite pictures I've taken.
Romeo joined the Giants in 2016 as an undrafted rookie free agent, and he's had quite the journey to the NFL. A native of Africa, Okwara moved to the United States as a sixth grader and played high school football in Charlotte, North Carolina, before suiting up for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
I actually grew up in Nigeria, so moving to North Carolina was a big difference, and then to Notre Dame, and then now New York City. So all very different places. But I'm kind of adjusting to it. It's growing on me.
An injury to Jason Pierre-Paul in Week 13 thrusted Romeo into the starting lineup for the remainder of the season, and the young defensive end would make the most of his opportunity.
Prescott back to throw. He feels pressure. Chase, he will get sacked by Romeo Okwara. And the rookie free agent gets his first career sack.
I'm really happy I got an opportunity to get some playing time. It was sad to see JPP go down, but it was really cool to be able to go out there and just play for him. I think I've been very fortunate to be around such a great group of guys. I mean, our veterans in the locker room are the perfect leaders, especially in the D-line room with Snacks, JPP, and OV. They've taught me a lot, and they help me each and every practice. They're always coaching me up, staying on me, which is exactly what you want. I mean, you want the best of the best to be able to coach you and help you in any way possible. I just want to build off of last year. I'm really looking forward to this year and what we can do as a team. Just having a good year this year.
The boy has skills behind the camera, but what's his selfie game like? Or is that not real photography?
I think selfie game is not quite real photography, okay. But maybe you could get him a lesson on the Brandon London first person. I'm the first person you see. That's an actual quote.
Inside joke.
But welcome to the inside. Yeah. But yeah, real talk, Romeo's got a really great eye. He sees everything. He's very observant. It was really fun spending the day with him and seeing that side of it.
Cool piece.
All right, we'll keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Now, Brandon, we've got a lot of guys on this Giants team with some skills. You've gotten to know those skills with your My Best Moves segments, but recently you went out there with a guy who's got a lot of best moves.
A lot of best moves. And as a wide receiver, my natural enemy is a defensive back. But for you young DBs at home, you can learn something from DRC.
We have Mr. Lockdown himself, DRC, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. We're going to teach the fans some of your best moves,
man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready to do it.
All right, so one thing that you do very well, and I have to, as a receiver, I have to give you props on, you play the ball very well.
Yes, sir.
Especially deep balls. So I would kind of want to go through your thought process when you see the ball in the air on a route that's like 40, 50 yards down the field.
Cool? Yes, sir. Cool.
Receivers lined up here, got the post route. You're in the coverage, off coverage. We'll go ahead, we'll go through the route. So as he's going through the route,
yes, sir.
Are you reading through me? Are you reading the quarterback?
I read him. After he make that break, I get my eyes right back to the quarterback. And when the ball's in the air, I forget all about the receiver.
You become the receiver.
I become the receiver. Yes,
all right,
sir.
So we're going to come down a little bit more. Let's say we're about 40 yards, max protection, deep post.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you panic when the ball's in the air?
No. That's my time.
So DBs at home, do not panic.
No, do not panic. Do not panic. I feel as a DB, with my height and jumping ability, if it's in the bar and it lingers for a little bit, it's a 10 out of 10 chance I'm coming down with it. Sometimes the ball will be thrown on the line drive.
Yeah.
So I always like to play outside to give him a think he have a step on me.
Yep.
And as soon as he make it, I just undercut the ball and come right in.
And come right under there.
Yes, sir.
Intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie at the 5. Did he get his feet in? Yes.
Sometimes if a guy got a step on me,
yeah,
you still don't panic. You know, all you got to do is find the flight of the ball. So if he got you right here, most quarterbacks might, if you lead him out, all you can do is play the ball. But if it hangs in the air a little bit,
okay,
that's when I come over top of you.
All right, so let's play this one. I'm in front of you a little bit. The ball is going to hang in the air.
I'm looking, or I'm over top.
Over the
top. That's when I got to have it.
Yeah.
And my main object is to jump before you even think about jumping.
See, and I understand that, and that's why you see some receivers jump a little bit early.
They jump
because
early
we
now.
Feel like you're about to jump.
Yes, sir. See, one thing I was taught is that receivers do got to step on you. They want to catch the ball like this, so you don't even feel me, so you think the ball is just going to drop in your hands.
Yep.
And as it's coming, at the last minute.
Sidearms one into the end zone high, intercepted by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, DRC.
Let's say you get beat. Do you play the hands? You still going for the ball?
Oh, I still got to see that ball. Once I find flight and realize that I'm beat and I can't catch, then I just play the hands. I wait, and I get it in there.
Get it in there.
Yes, sir.
And is there a particular hand?
You want to come shoot right up in here.
Yep.
But if you can't get in there, I'm going to make it hard, and I'm going to take this hand.
And
now
he has
to try the one hand.
He's got to make a great catch, and that's out of a lot of receivers' pay grades.
Yes,
only
sir.
A couple that
only
could do that.
Only a couple could do that, and most of them on our team.
Yes, sir. Now the ball comes into your hand, you go back to punt return at Tennessee State.
Oh, yeah. First thing I do is I'm looking. All I need is one seam. If I see it, I'm gone. Now we got to play foot race.
And now it's just a straight foot race. You just learned DRC's best move on how he plays the ball on deep routes and how he gets into that end zone after he gets the interception.
Yes,
DRC,
sir.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
Ooh.
Mr. Ooh himself.
I hope you guys were taking notes. I mean, DRC's got some skills out there.
Super skills. Remember, DB's highest point or you're going to get mossed.
Don't want to get mossed. Got to get that. All right, well, you got to know a little bit more about DRC.
Mm-hmm.
You also went into the locker room to get to know a little bit more about Landon Collins and how well his teammates know him. Here's the most recent edition of Know Your Giant presented by PNC Wealth Management.
We have third-year safety Landon Collins as our contestant today. How well do your teammates know you, sir?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think you know me pretty well, though. I don't think you know my middle name, but other than that, you know me pretty well.
No help on this one, right?
Never. I'm good.
No phone a friend, nothing?
No, I think I know Landon better than most people.
And here we go. His middle name.
Damn. I want to say Raphael. Yeah, I don't know.
Just throw it again.
Jeffrey.
Middle name is Alexander.
Ooh, that is correct, sir. One for one. Your nickname?
I got a couple.
I don't know. I call them Sweet Feet.
We got LC. We got 21 Savage. And what's the other one? Hollywood.
Hollywood. Double bonus will be, what's the nickname I gave him? And here's the hint. Since he's humble on all of his social media stuff, and now he's got Hollywood as well.
Humble Hollywood?
Oh my gosh, that's a triple bonus. Ding, ding. Make sure I get that special thing.
Yes, nice.
Hometown.
Baton Rouge?
Oh, no. Your hometown.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. They gotta know the boot.
Gotta know the boot. If y'all know the boot, man, he's just not my boy. I tell you that much.
Message. How many siblings does he have?
Two.
Zero?
Seven brothers and sisters.
Eight.
I have eight brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow. Where do you fall?
Second oldest.
Nice. That's a lot of Christmas gifts right there. What's his favorite type of music?
R&B.
All right. The college he attended?
It was like some real average school in Tuscaloosa.
I'll take that answer just because you guys are rivals.
I can't remember their name. They were very average at best.
Alabama, of course.
Roll Tide. Favorite player growing up?
Sean Taylor. That's the easy one.
That's the easy one. What position would you play if you didn't play safety?
Running back.
What position would he play if he wasn't a safety?
I swear he's a running back.
Correct. Every time that interception in London, you look like a running back on that one. Well,
hey, Giants fans, it's not just the Giants players that have to know this guy. You guys have to get familiar with him because he looks like he's going to be around here for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's a ball hawk.
This guy knows defense.
LC, I said I'd shout you out. Roll Tide.
Look at that shout out. Gotta appreciate that. Yeah. Brandon London right here. All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. February is Black History Month, and the New York Giants' Emlyn Tennell became the first African-American ever inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
In 1948, Emlyn Tennell became the New York Giants' first ever African-American player when he signed as an undrafted free agent. And for 11 seasons, he was a major spoke in Big Blue's famous umbrella defense.
Emlyn Tennell was a great athlete. Em had a great awareness of what was going to happen. And he had an instinct about things. I mean, he might, all of a sudden, he'd be like a linebacker. But you think, meanwhile, his man is uncovered downfield. But it doesn't matter. He made the play at the line of scrimmage. Not many mistakes in his career. And a whole lot of great plays.
In his first 10 seasons, he never had less than 6 interceptions. And his 79 takeaways are the second most in NFL history. Tennell was also spectacular on special teams. He led the NFL in punt returns in 1951 and 52 and amassed 3,506 return yards and 6 touchdowns during his career. In 1953, Tennell actually had more interception and kick return yards, 927, than the NFL's leading rusher, Dan Towler, who ran for 894 yards. He was named to the Pro Bowl 9 times and in 1967, became the first African-American to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He was the first African-American player for the New York Giants. He later became the first full-time black assistant coach in the NFL.
You're kicking a 40-yard field goal, so that's a long ways. You ain't going to rush him, are you?
No, not unless...
He was the first African-American inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But to me, the real impact was on the field.
Tennell's exceptional athletic ability and instinctive nose for the football earned him the nickname Offense on Defense. He was a master at reading plays and disguising coverages, and his cat-like quickness and cagey smarts kept opposing play callers guessing. Tennell loved to lull quarterbacks into a false sense of security and then turn their passes into his picks. But as scary as he was as a defensive back, Tennell may have been even more frightening on special teams.
The waiting arms of Emlyn Tennell, and he does what the New York fans have been hoping for all afternoon as he dodges away from the outstretched hands of the Eagle defenders to romp 72 yards behind good blocking, adding another brilliant run back to his record and a touchdown to the New York side of the scoreboard.
He did the thing that coaches tell their players over and over again, get the ball and run with it. There was not a lot of hesitating and jitterbugging. Tunnell got the ball and found the hole and ran to daylight.
Sidestepping a pull-like charge, Emlyn Tunnell takes the ball on the 26. He ducks under Tate's outstretched ice hook and prancing like a ballet dancer on a crate of eggs, he skates all the way, 74 yards over a sheet of ice for a Giant touchdown.
He was a safety who was in charge of sort of roaming and patrolling the outfield.
Watch M. Tunnell play it like Willie Mays. A perfect catch.
Quarterbacks at the time talked about Tunnell was one of the best at faking his intentions, disguising his intentions. Quarterback would wait all day, see that Tunnell didn't seem to be spending a lot of time over in a certain area of the field, and throw there and get burned for it. Bobby Lane called Tunnell the best in the business at that. Because of that, he was incredibly successful at not just stopping the other team, but changing games.
Tunnell retired after the 1961 season and went on to become a scout and assistant coach for the New York Giants. Recognized for his achievements as an athlete and competitor, Tunnell was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1967, the first African-American to receive this honor. In 2010, he was named to the inaugural New York Giants Ring of Honor and is remembered as a football pioneer who revolutionized the position of defensive back.
You hear stories today about this cornerback or this safety doesn't have many interceptions because quarterbacks don't test him. Well, that was certainly the case with Tunnell, and yet he still was the NFL career leader in interceptions when he retired. He didn't wait for the game to come to him. He went and made plays. And that idea that you could have a game breaker on the defensive side of the ball more or less originated with Emlyn Tunnell.
Still a lot more to come here on the program, including Zach Diassi polishing up his golf skills. We'll tell you about it as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Yeah, the players have a little bit of time in the offseason before the offseason workout program begins. So Zach Diassi decided to get a little golf lesson from noted professional David Ledbetter.
Hey, Giants fans, Zach Diassi here. I'm at the beautiful, brand spanking new Connect Golf Facility right here in Manhattan. I'm teaming up with Golf Digest and SAP, and we're about to get some lessons from the David Ledbetter, the end-all, be-all to golf teachers. So good luck to me. Hope you enjoy. Let's see what it's about.
Is this the new sword?
Picked up golf about 9 years ago, and it's just, it's perfect for football. Can't get hurt doing it. You can compete at any level. It's just a lot of similarities between my job and golf. Lining up for a game-winning snap is a certain feeling that you get. The only comparable is lining up for a four-foot putt for summer league nine-hole match against whoever. I love that feeling. Driving range hero.
I have coached a football player before. I mean, you know, they don't lack strength, that's for sure. Maybe finesse, but so we're looking forward to working with Zach. He looks like he has a lot of talent.
The entire golf game needs work, so I'm not focused on one particular aspect, but if I had to choose, it would be my greenside chipping is non-existent, and I think David has a few secrets for me.
Okay, so the first thing we got to do, if you have any problems with chipping, grip it what we call a reverse overlap, which is a common cutting grip. So we're going to stand narrow. We're going to be about 5 inches apart. That's it, okay?
Whoa.
That felt different, right?
To be out there with David Ledbetter, him teaching me golf, never really had a formal golf lesson, but that was just fantastic. Just by looking at a few swings, knew what I was doing wrong and things that I've always known but never addressed. It was awesome. And that'll give me a lot more success around the green. Eli's never seen this shot out of me. I'm going to go home, practice in front of the mirror, and I'm going to completely destroy him on the first green when he sees that little bump and run chip. Yeah, I'm coming for you, E. It's coming.
Zach obviously had a good time. Let's see if he could shave a few strokes off that handicap while he's working out in the offseason. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter @Giants, and of course, always at Giants.com. For our entire crew, thanks for joining us. I'm Bob Papa for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.